This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there in the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, hauling the bulk mail to the post offices from the bulk mail centers, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel out there, Tom and the gang. Appreciate all you guys and all the stuff you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as at Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, America, all lowercase, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Liberty, Republican Liberty Caucus. I'll get it right in a minute, I hope. And also the host of Military Matters. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Like the song says, see you in September. I'm hearing you now, and I will see you at Mission Barbecue in Bradenton at noon.
That's right, and it's going to be a great day. We're going to have a lot of great people there. I already know we're going to have a good crowd, so I hope Mission Barbecue's got lots of food.
They always do, and good food.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to mention something off the bat, which happened late last night. The perfume parlor snake called Charlie Crist has resigned from Congress. He stepped down as the congressman in the Florida 13th District because he's going to be running full-time for governor. And, of course, he wants to designate all of his attention now to running for governor. He's picked a running mate who is a hardcore, according to my Cuban friends in Miami, a hardcore communist.
Yeah, I tell you, well, this is, well, this is the end of Chris' career. It started when he had to resign his, there, the seat that he's held before, and now this one right here. That was no surprise at all. Focus as he may, the more he talks to and the more he acts, the more it becomes apparent to Florida voters that he's a nut job, and he's going to surround himself by nut jobs, and he is cannot want to be trusted. We learned in Florida not to trust him as governor, the flip-flopper, the waffler, and he is, but one thing is certain, he's not waffling anymore. He is Joe Biden in Florida right now.
Said he loves Absolutely. Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He embraces Joe Biden, unlike anybody else that has the sense to say, well, no, thank you, Joe. I don't want you to campaign. He says, yeah, Joe, please come on down. I want you to. And then, of course, the naming of his running mate is, it's not astounding, but, and not surprising, but it's not going to help his cause. Florida voters are wise to this. And so I look forward to, reelecting Governor Ron DeSantis in November. It's going to happen.
Yep, absolutely. Now, Chris, of course, served as governor of Florida from 2007 to 2011 as a Republican. Then he switched parties the year after he left office. He tried to run for Senate against Rubio as an independent because the Republicans, Rubio wound up winning the nomination, beating Chris, and Chris came back as an independent in the same election. And then he became a Democrat, which is how he wound up getting elected to the House back in 2016. Now, his departure is going to leave the Democrats with 219 members in the lower chamber, just 8 more than the GOP at 211.
Yeah, and Rubio, his opponent in the Senate, is kind of the same wool as the running mate that Chris just named, precisely that. It was interesting to note that as she touts herself as being a former police chief and all that, but law enforcement all across the state of Florida have soundly endorsed Rubio.
You bet they have.
For re-election and not her. That tells you a lot.
Because they remember that she championed defunding the police.
Precisely.
Yep.
Yep. You can't run from your record.
Nope.
And just as Rubio said last night, he was asked, well, what is her actual voting record? Is she, what percentage of the time has she backed Pelosi on everything? So that it's 100%.
That's right.
100%. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find people that have backed Pelosi and her agenda 100%, but that's her.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Now, why would you show pictures of classified documents? Donald Trump would like to know.
Yeah, well, we all know. We've seen the pictures. Yeah.
They were staged.
They don't want to reveal anything that is asked for, but they'll leak out and reveal what they can. They're trying to set a stage and create a political environment, which is exactly what they're all about. That somehow is in disarray. We don't know that the picture reflects a lie.
All right, hold that thought. You're going to get cut off by the computer. All right, I'll be right back with more with...
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan is going to be adding another store to the mix here in the not-too-distant future. They currently have locations in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Plus, they have the Nissan and the Acura store side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. But there's another new one coming to Brooksville, and it'll be on State Route 50, just this side, and I mean just this side, of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the road. You get off the ramp right there, and you'll see it. It'll be right to your right, the immediate right. Now, the Moss Nissan folks are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. That's where vets, active military, first responders, active and retired, church pastors, too, all get a great deal offered to them. Now, in addition, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now, so you can take advantage of what's going on. My vehicle, in the last 5 months, has gone up $375, and I've done nothing except just watch the price go up. Now, it starts with Moss Care. Many people come there because they hear about the free oil changes and the free tire rotations for the length of the time you have your vehicle, and that's what they do. So again, check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com, and remember, tell them the captain sent you. That'll open another door for you too. All right, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is with us. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, heavy metal thunder, smoke and lightning here on America's Third Watch.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, we're looking forward to having a great lunch today at Mission Barbecue down there in Bradenton. Got a lot of people.
Food.
Yep. Got a lot of people are going to be there. We're going to fill that place.
I believe we will.
Yep. All righty. Let's go to the phone line. We've got our friend Mary on the line here. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. You know, I listen to the station a lot, and you've got two wonderful black hosts on this station. And one of them, they always put out something that you never hear. And what I heard last night was that these electric vehicle batteries, they have a little element in them also known as cobalt, which has to be mined.
Yep.
And it's mined in one of these third world countries, just like your Nike tennis shoes
yep.
are made in slave labor. And so that's where the cobalt comes for these electric vehicle batteries.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, if you are a person that is aware of all of this and you're putting it on your feet or you're driving it and sitting on the battery, what exactly are you doing and what are you not doing to expose this kind of child slavery? That's what I'm wondering. Thank you.
Okay, well, nothing, right?
Well, even beyond that. Who makes money off the cobalt mining is being done because they've expanded their economic outreach everywhere to include Africa with great things. Who makes money off of all the electronics that go into the electronics of electric vehicles? Our greatest international security threat to America, China.
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
So it's even worse than she suggested.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is since she mentioned electric cars, did you hear the latest in California?
I did. Boy, what a story.
There are going to be people that are going to be trying to get back to where they came from. The cars are going to be down to almost zero with a charge, and they're going to be on the side of the road somewhere. Watch and see.
Oh, yeah, and those, like you talked about earlier, that charge, whether at their place of employment, they have no control over that. The place of employment are going to follow suit during the blackouts or during the mandatory times where they have to shut it off, it's going to be shut off. And
yep.
What are they going to do, hole up in a air-conditioned less place of employment? You'd almost like to say maybe it takes this kind of stuff to wake up Californians. Many of them are, but more of them need to.
Now, why do you suppose we don't hear about these electric cars with their batteries and having a generator or an alternator or something where you're charging the battery going down the road like you do with a gasoline or a diesel vehicle? Why do you suppose?
There's a lot of reasons. One of them is because the Biden family crime syndicate and its ties and its wealth gotten off of China, who benefits greatly from this and from us not going to fossil fuels or using those that are available to us. And there's more.
Well, I have no use for an electric car, not now, not ever, never. So, I mean, they can do whatever they want. I'll have my rollerblades. I'll be the guy in the rollerblades. Watch and see.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be funny. I'm laughing, too.
Yeah, and Elon Musk, who stands to benefit from electric vehicles, even he's honest enough to say, hey, we're not ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
We're not ready for this. We don't have the infrastructure that needs to do this.
Yep. By the way, our buddy George the Godfather, I'm going to ask him when he's going to have his skateboard with the broom handle and the bed sheet.
I got a visual of seeing the Godfather doing exactly that. And I don't know. It's funny, but it's not pretty.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me go to the phone line here real quick, see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Eric in East Tennessee. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, Mary just called in. It's good to hear her voice after several long weeks of not hearing her. Sparked my interest regarding EVs. You guys are talking about EVs, batteries. She was talking about batteries.
Talking about California.
Right. Okay. Here's the situation. If people take the numbers at face value, less than 5% of the people in the United States own an electric vehicle. Now, you can extrapolate the numbers. You know, as you say, less than 5% own electric vehicles in California. So you got the power grid in California. You got the officials in California saying less than 5% of the population charging their vehicles is going to collapse the grid.
Correct.
Where's all this infrastructure money been going? Where's all this EPA stuff that's been going on? Where's all this, you know, let alone green energy? Where's all just the maintenance and upkeep of the power generating systems throughout the nation, specifically in California? Now, I hear California's getting rid of dams. They want to get rid of dams and hydroelectric power generating because it's holding up water supply and, you know, messing up some fish. And she was also talking about the cobalt being mined, strip mined overseas, you know, by child labor at Democratic People's Republic of Congo.
Correct.
If I got that name correctly. That's one of them, the child labor that's going on. And I want to say that, you know, again, Colonel, you brought stuff up regarding China benefits from the electronics. Yes. And where are all the chips for all the cars manufactured globally, if not other industries? That's all in Taiwan. So this globalism thing has got us all hanging by, how should I say, nickel and diming us to death, hanging by a thread for the, you know, for foreign policy.
Let's let the colonel try to say something
Roger that, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Simplify.
All right, thank you. Now, I will say this, Colonel, in response to what Eric just said. They are in the process of building chip companies, Nissan in Tennessee, Toyota in, I believe it's Indiana, Volkswagen in Georgia, and there was another company that was putting in a chip plant at their automotive plant. And it takes a little while to get the plant built, so that's what the problem is.
Yeah, it could take a while. And the story about trying to encourage Taiwan's semiconductor industry and rely on them, on its face, that sounds like a good news story, but that is the precise reason why China is putting the screws to Taiwan and to us for our relations with Taiwan. So don't expect that to be a good news story in the long run. In the end, we've got to be self-reliant on these things. And we're a day late and a dollar short on getting that done because, like you suggested, it doesn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me go over to the phone line again. Morning caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Captain Tim from Tampa.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I have a friend of mine who has a hybrid electric gasoline Lincoln.
All right, I got to stop you right there. You're going to get cut off in the thing here, so hang on a second. I'll be right back with you. Colonel, you hang on, too, because we're going to a hard break here. When we come back, we'll go back to our caller. So, caller, hang on, and we'll go back to the colonel and find out what's going on. This electric car stuff is not going to go away. They've got this all wrong. They got the cars. They got no infrastructure. What the hell? Wake up, America. Wake up, America. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Alaska Division of Elections is reporting Democrat Mary Pitola on Wednesday won the special election to replace Don Young after he passed away in March. Mary defeated Republican Sarah Palin. Pitola will be the first Democrat to represent Alaska in nearly a half a century.
In so many ways,
you know, really trying to live up to the legacy that Don laid for Alaska and champion and work for all Alaskans.
The Food and Drug Administration cleared the use of altered COVID-19 vaccines that target the latest versions of Omicron in preparation for a fall booster campaign that could start within days. The green light permits people 12 years and older to get the booster at least 2 months after their most recent vaccination. Be nice to inspectors, as today is Building and Code Staff Appreciation Day. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this. On the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Colonel Wright, is being brought to you by MyPillow and Mike Lindell. By the way, Mike Lindell finally sold out all those original My Slippers that he had, and now he's got some brand new ones called the All Season Slippers. And you can try those right now at a fantastic price, $29.98. for a pair of those all-season slippers. Now, I've got a pair coming, and they're made a little bit differently and a little bit more solid than the last ones were, so I'm looking forward to this. They got more padding on the bottom, if you will, and they got a little bit more thickness on the top, so with winter coming, you'll be able to wear them a little bit further outside than just sloshing around the living room, so to speak, if you have to, that is. So go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's there at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll be in there. And then, of course, you're looking for the all-season slippers. It'll be right there, $29.98 a pair. That, by the way, is marked down 66%, two-thirds. Now, you can also call them if you want at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Use a promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll be in like Flynn. Try the all-season slippers. Again, $29.98. I've got a pair coming, and when mine show up, I'll let you know how they feel on my feet. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
We're going to go back to our friend, the Captain, who wants to make a comment, so go right ahead there, Captain.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I have a friend of mine who purchased a couple of years ago a Lincoln Hybrid. which was a beautiful car, but it quit. They just stopped on the side of the road. It had towed to the dealership, and of course it was out of warranty, and they said the batteries are dead, and the engine will not run if the computer detects a problem in the batteries. So now he's looking at $7,000 to replace the battery. Plus, they can't get it for 6 to 9 months.
Oh, pardon me for laughing, but my was my. Well, how's that electric car working out now, huh?
I told him when he bought it, I said, you're an idiot. I drive a 69 Mustang.
Well, I'll tell you what, the $7,000 for the battery sounds a little cheap, because I've seen reports recently of $20,000, $25,000, and $30,000 to replace the whole battery system.
Oh, that's what I told him. I said, you know what? That's not bad. But why don't you just trade the damn thing in and be done with it?
Yeah. I would. Okay, well, thanks for the info, my friend.
I will never have an electric vehicle.
Me either. Thanks for the info. Okay. Colonel, and thank you very much, sir, Captain. Okay, Colonel, I rest my case.
In my lifetime, I don't think I'll ever have an electric vehicle either, but it's like Denise Simon suggested earlier. American car manufacturers have got to, in their time, re-engineer themselves. But whenever government intervenes, as this current administration is doing, and plays with what American manufacturers are fully capable of doing in pursuit of free enterprise, it will happen. It will happen. But when they are forced to do these things, that's exactly what you get. It's the anecdotal evidence, like he just suggested, with that beautiful-looking Lincoln, which is dead on the side of the road.
Now, I wouldn't be saying anything about this if it was in the millions or even the hundreds of thousands. But the federal government, and in particular the Department of Energy and the Department of Transportation, is spending billions, with a B, billions of dollars to promote electric vehicles everywhere and anywhere they can get the ads out. But most Americans, 54% that is, still do not consider them practical and have absolutely no plans to buy one anytime soon. Now, enter into the mix what we've heard in California, where, because it's going to be 125 degrees plus in the shade for the next several days until about Tuesday of next week, they said, no charging of electric cars during the peak hours of the daytime. You'll just have to plug them in at night, and then you'll have to alternate because we'll be changing grids and going here and going there. Well, why even have the car to begin with? It's never going to get a full charge at those rates.
I know. You know, we asked in the last segment, where was all the federal money that was going to California going? Well, it was going to promote, by advertising, the Green New Deal fostered in California. That's where it was going. And California's become like that snake that coils on itself and swallows itself.
Yep.
That is where that money's going, is to promote that, and which in turn feeds an already abhorrent problem there. It's insane. We're swallowing ourselves. It's suicide.
Now, I'm going to have a little fun with you. What do you think Biden is going to say tonight to alienate all the MAGA folks? Because you know he's going after us. And by the way, I notice there's been a rash in the red MAGA hats out there, as well as the flags and the signs and this, that, and the other. So he's recreated the monster.
Yeah, you cannot spend enough federal money to hire enough FBI agents and armed IRS agents to fight one half and growing of the American population. That's what he'll learn eventually, maybe.
Yep. And he's calling us the fascists. He's calling us the people that are out there trying to destroy democracy. Well, again, last I checked, we are a constitutional republic.
Yeah, precisely. And the left likes to confuse terms. They throw out things like democracy and all that. They understand what we really are about. They want to reinvent it. That is. But, yeah, Captain, you're going to have to change. You can no longer be America's Third Watch. You're going to have to work some kind of fascism into the television radio show. Obviously,
well, I'll become America's First Watch. I'll promote myself.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. No, I mean, this is crazy. This is just absolutely crazy. And for the Democrats to think that they're the solution to any problem we've got, they're the ones that created the mess we're in.
Yes, they are the problem. Not the solution, they are the problem.
So, I want you to tell me, while we got enough time to do this, about the Republican Liberty Caucus and the great things that you have planned.
I will. And we'll highlight a particular event. The Republican Liberty Caucus, it was very active during the primaries, and we're going to fire up and get ready for November to win the seats and help keep the state of Florida, the free state of Florida. But looking ahead of this, one thing is on the 24th of September at the Bradenton Convention Center, and if you go to Facebook or you go to Eventbrite, you can find the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus Second Annual Constitution Day Breakfast. And we've got some phenomenal speakers lined up. We've got all along the West Coast here, from Congressman Byron Donalds, our keynote speaker, to my representative here, Representative Tommy Gregory. We've got, unfortunately, MP Sabatini, who lost and took a second in a crowded field in his primary race, but is not going the way. MP Sabatini, and we've got a fellow from just north of us right up here in District 10, Willie Montague will be a featured speaker. Great speakers, lively speakers. They fire up the crowd. I'm excited about it. So if you don't have your tickets, you got until the 10th of September to go on it. And then if you do that, you will, by way of that, you will learn a lot about what the Liberty Caucus is all about.
And just think, I haven't said a word yet.
Yeah. And you'll be there, Captain.
Yes, yeah. I will.
Yes, you will.
Yep, and it's going to be fun. I look forward to it. And by the way, the food is excellent. I remember the breakfast last time around. The food was excellent.
They were good. And this is going to be catered by Popeyes, which is there's a number of Popeyes that are right here, mainly just north of the bridge here, south of you, up there in Palmetto and Ellington. But they are fabulous. They are America-loving local restaurant that serves up wonderful food. And all three meals today, but breakfast is not to be missed.
Tell them to bring the American flags with them.
Oh yeah, well they will, and there'll be an abundance of American flags on display there, and I'm excited about it. I think we're going to even do better than we did at our first annual Constitution Day breakfast down at the Dutchman in Sarasota. I really do.
Okay, well. We've got some things lined up. You and I will be talking about here. We'll talk about it today because Kevin Jackson and yours truly are going to be co-harding in something here in October. So a lot of things going on. Colonel, I'll see you for lunch today. Have a great day.
All right. Until lunchtime.
Yes, sir. All right, folks. And I will be down at Bishop Barbecue, Cortez Road, US 41, Bradenton, for lunch, 11:30 to 1:30. Stop on by.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Markowski, and you're sort of a legend yourself. You know, he and I started at the same radio station at the same time many moons ago, and we've been tag-teaming each other around ever since, and he's a very good friend, very good addition to the show. And I enjoy having him on the program, and I know I get a lot of comments from you folks, too. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor has been with the program since day number one. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And for you folks listening to me around the countryside, if you are interested in a new pair of blinds or shades or shutters, you owe it to yourself to give my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor a phone call to see what they can do for you. In addition, you need parts, they got parts. And, of course, being a Hunter Douglas dealer, you know you're going to get the best. Now, locally, they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. And all you got to do is call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service or stop by the store. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. 2345. And don't forget to tell them The captain sent you. Now, U.S. job openings rose in July, while data for June was revised sharply higher, and unemployment remains low. This is according to the Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, known as the JOLTS report, back on August the 30th. Now, we have a new report coming out on Friday, which is probably going to be a little bit different. How much different? We don't know, and I'm not going to speculate. Now, the extremely tight labor market conditions will probably give the Federal Reserve more leeway to continue increasing interest rates in its fight against high inflation. The Fed is trying very hard to cool demand for labor and the overall economy to bring inflation down to its 2% target. Well, I don't think we're going to get to 2% anytime soon. Sorry. I hate to burst your cork there, but sorry. And the numbers show that there were two jobs for every unemployed person last month, as job openings increased by 199,000 to reach 11.239 million on the last day of July, which was about a million more than the economists had expected. Now, June's job openings were revised higher to show 11.040 million job vacancies instead of the previously reported 10,698,000, well ahead of the earlier forecast by economists with Reuters, who had said that there would be 10,450,000 openings. Now, the job openings rate climbed to 6.9% in July from 6.8% in June. Hiring fell, though, however, to 6.382 million in July from 6.456 million in June, with the hiring rate remaining stable at 4.2%, while layoffs dipped to 1.398 million from 1.4 08 million in June. Now, here's another number. The jobs workers gap rose to 3.4% of the labor force last month from 3.1% in June. Now, what does all this mean? Well, a lot of people are saying recession's on the way. A lot of people are saying we're in it. A lot of people are saying it's going to get worse, and they're using another word, which I won't use, because that would be speculating. But I will tell you that under the strict definition, some economists are now saying that earlier warnings that the economy was in recession after two straight quarterly declines in U.S. gross domestic product were premature. But others are saying, oh, no. No. According to the definition, that's it. We're in it. So we'll see. And no matter what happens, the volatility index, which is the way it hurts us individually, jumped to 26.8 on August the 30th after news of the July labor report and no signs of changes in the Fed's rate policies. Now, the VIX is also known as Wall Street's fear gauge, and it's one of the most closely watched readings of market volatility. Now, the VIX readings above 20 are normally seen by investors as a sign of rising instability, while readings above 30 or 35 to an even more extreme or near-term outlook for stocks. Again, we were at 26.8 on August the 30th, which tells us that there's instability on the horizon, as if we don't already have it, because we do have it. And not to be a doomer gloomer, but we can get out of this. We have to change course. We have to get rid of the Democrats and the people that are creating the problem in America today that are running the show in Washington, D.C. We've got to get rid of Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, Adam Schiff. We've got to get rid of those people and take them out of the power of leadership they're in, because they're taking our country down the toilet. And we just can't have another 2 years of it. We just can't have another 2 years of it. And when it comes time for voting, remember in November what happened to you. Remember the gas prices. Start with that. Remember the clothing. Remember the groceries. Remember all the different places that you would have normally gone that you couldn't go to. Remember the masks. Remember COVID. You got to remember in November. It's incumbent upon us to change the course of this country. Joe Biden talks about, well, MAGA people, no. Americans have had enough. Americans have had enough. It is time to change the course of history and put America back on a winning course. And we can do it. We can do it. All right. Speaking of what we can do, hang on a second, because we are going to do something. We're going to do it to it just like Sonny Pruitt, because waiting patiently on the telephone line is this guy.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Live outside Mar-a-Lago, where we fired Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. Okay, two backstabbing, fake, phony pieces of crap. Okay, and let me tell the establishment, no, we're drawing the line, and if Donald Trump won by 10 million, you're going to try and tell me that Joe Biden got 10 million more votes than Barack Obama? You're out of your freaking mind. You're going to try and tell me that Joe Biden beat Donald Trump? You're out of your freaking mind. Get out of my face, you unholy piece of crap. I can't stand the fake Republicans. Donald, let me tell you to your face, okay? They suck. They suck. They suck, okay? And you should have our own money to pump up our own candidates, because Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and the establishment send out one idiot after another to try and, you are the greatest president for blacks. You're the greatest president for Latinos. You're the greatest president for American people. Okay? The FBI should be arresting Joe Biden. Okay? Not trying to go after Donald Trump, who did more for the American people. You clowns are working against the will of the people. You clowns are working against the American people. You should be fired and hung for treason, too. You're not tough enough. You're not smart enough. The people that you got behind you, Donald, they're not tough enough, and they're not smart enough. And if you haven't listened to me for 60 seconds, you've wasted 23 hours and 59 minutes of your day because you're not smart. Let me tell you something else, you cops. If you're not going to be, did you hear Joe Biden about your AR-15s, whatever? Okay, that's a dog whistle. How many times have they sent a hitman out to the Target or Walmart or whatever? But you better be ready this Labor Day weekend, which is really job day, okay, to be prepared to protect your kids, and let's go protect our cops. Peace.
All righty, Todd in Tampa, and he tore the building down again. Okay, I'll see you all today. Bradenton, US 41, Cortez Road, 1130 to 130. Have lunch with the captain. See you there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.